This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, AttentionTalkRadio.com, AttentionTalkVideo.com, and AttentionTalkNews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at Facebook.com/AttentionTalkRadio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. I'm ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and this is Attention Talk Radio. We got a great show for you tonight. ADDA, that stands for Attention Deficit Disorder Association, 25 years, past, present, and future, and with us in our virtual studio is Evelyn Paul Green and David Gork. We're going to get into the meat of the show in a minute. Just for everybody out there, tonight is June the 18th in the year 2014 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got just a few short announcements I want to go through before we get into the meat of the show, and that is the Attention Deficit Disorder Association Conference is around the corner. It is this summer. It's July the 24th to the 27th, and it's right up the road. This is broadcasted out of Tampa, Florida, and this conference is in Orlando. I know that I'm going to be there, and you should be too. It's great to go hook up with your tribe, meet a whole bunch of experts, ask lots of questions, and get to know a lot of people. So if you haven't thought about this, you need to. And to learn more and sign up, go to add.org. Also, the annual CHAD conference is slated for early November. It's not too early. Start taking a look at your calendar and planning for that. You can get more information on that by going to chadd.org. Our final announcement is Moore's going to come on this, but Dr. Russell Barkley had contacted me a while ago and asked if I could kind of publicize this. There's a website called ADHDfund.com, and what this is about, it's this notion of crowdsourcing. In other words, they're trying to raise money that they can do research with that's not funded by anybody. Typically, when research is done, there's somebody who's coming to the table to suggest that research, and so a lot of the research is kind of controlled by the entities that are coming in, and they're really trying to raise some money to do some research in areas that probably need research but might not be of interest with anybody with that. So I just want to encourage you to go check that out. That's ADHDfund.com. And tonight is a really important show for me because we're talking about the Attention Deficit Disorder Association and 25 years, past, present, and future. And one of the things that I think is really important out there that I want to emphasize is that everybody in the ADHD community has a voice and they speak individually, but it's not really very coordinated. And it's organizations like ADDA that come together and speak on behalf of the community in a very organized and coordinated way so they can move forward. And tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Evelyn and David about some of this stuff and really kind of reveal what's going on, because I think that you really need to know about it, and I think you might be surprised at some of the things that's transpired. Just to introduce our guests here, we have Evelyn Paul Green. She's the president of Attention Deficit Disorder Association. She's an adult with ADHD and a mother of two adult sons who are also diagnosed with ADHD. She serves on the advisory board and is a consultant on a number of mental health research and service initiatives. She's very active in the ADHD mental health advocacy and has been so for 20 years. She's the past president of Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and she is the recipient of several honors for her voluntary work in mental health. She's administrator with the Chicago Public Schools, and currently she holds her bachelor's and master's degree from National Lewis University and a master's degree from Northern Illinois University. David Gork, who's also with us tonight, he's the founder and president of the ADD Coach Academy, the world's foremost ADD coach training program. He's a master certified coach, and he's also certified with the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches. And with that, David and Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks,
great to be here.
Glad to be here.
Now, Evelyn is the current president of ADDA, and I'm going to come to you in a second. David, I want to talk to you first. You were the president of ADDA from year 2003 to 2006. Is that right?
That's correct.
What called you to serve for those 3 years?
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, I have been involved in ADA and been just about to every conference they ever had. And, you know, traditionally the ADA board had been the conglomeration of therapists and physicians and educators without any coaches. And so I became very enamored with ADA because I wanted to be a coach that got on the board first to get a coach on there, because coaching was just in its infancy. And ADA was one of the first organizations to really embrace ADHD coaching. I think they were the first and really have gotten it to the point where now we have accredited institutions, and we even have an institution that accredits or certifies coaches, PAC. And so I saw that they believed in the work that we were doing. That was the first thing. But what really ignited my desire to get on the board and then eventually become president was the passion that the people had, and not only the passion on the board, but the actual conferences themselves. That conference, the first conference I went to was 1994 or 3, I believe. I had just been diagnosed with ADHD. And for many of the listeners out there, you know what it's like when you're diagnosed for the first time. You feel isolated. You feel lonely. Yep. You feel like you're the only person in the world. So I went to this conference, Jeff, and everybody was as crazy as me, and I loved it, and they embraced me. I mean, can you imagine having 500 conversations, but there's really 2,500 conversations going on, and you're following all of them, and everybody's following them with you. It was a group. You said it in the introduction, Jeff. You said our tribe.
Yep.
And I feel that ADA, more than any other organization, and I love Chad, and Chad emphasizes the science, but what ADA does is they bring the science and the spirit together. Yep. I think it's the closest thing to an ADHD spiritual revival anywhere in the world. I don't think there's anything like it. So it brings the two together, the heart and the head.
Yep.
And when I saw that, it really inspired me. I want to work for this organization.
Yep.
And, Jeff, this was at a time, a very difficult, challenging time in my life with family issues and everything, but it didn't stop me because ADA was that important. And we did some great things at that time, things like National ADHD Awareness Day, the first resolution. Myself, Michelle, and Evelyn wrote that resolution, and it was unanimously approved by the U.S. Senate. So that was just beginning of many, many things we did. Also, I had great support like Evelyn.
I want to talk about some of the things that has been accomplished in advocacy, like the Awareness Day. But I want to kind of transition here a little bit, because I know Evelyn, she was called to serve for the ADHD community in her own path. But can you tell me about strong-arming her to come on over?
God, would I ever. It's one of my greatest accomplishments of ADHD mankind. So Michelle and I, we were very devious.
This is Michelle Novotny, just, you know.
Yes,
go ahead,
Michelle
Dave.
Novotny, also very involved, former president of ADA. We had a conversation, and we wanted Evelyn big time. We loved her. We thought, you know, she was just getting off Chad as president, and we didn't think, you know, we could get her too quick, but we had to start to plant the seed. So we were actually at an ADA conference. She came. We invited her. And when no one was around, you talk about cornering her. Michelle and I actually physically cornered her and had a conversation. We did not let her leave. And basically what I said to you know how persevering I am. You know I'm going to hawk you until you say yes. So you better say it very soon.
Give up now
and
save yourself years of frustration.
Yeah. And eventually, you know, Evelyn said, all right, I'll think about it. But I did hawk her to death. I really did. And I was so glad when she said yes, because she changed helped transform our organization even into a bigger and better organization with more advocacy than we've ever done before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's done wonderful stuff.
Evelyn, is that an accurate story?
Oh, that's pretty close to the truth. He and Michelle are quite devious. When I see them in the room together now, I go in the other direction, but it's a little late now.
Now you're the one chasing them down. So, Evelyn, tell me, I want to talk. We're gonna have to take a commercial break here in a second, but I want to begin. Can you just begin? I'd like to kind of reflect back a little bit on what ADD has done for the ADHD community and the voices. So can you just touch on maybe just a few, like one or two things, and we'll jump to a break and come back and continue that conversation?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest thing is, of course, ADHD Awareness Day, which is now ADHD Awareness Month. But ADD was definitely, we were the moving force behind making that a reality and getting a Senate resolution. But also some other very important kind of in the background things. We're the ones who really started the idea of supporting support groups, of understanding how important those were for adults with ADHD. And speaking of adults, you know, ADD is the organization that truly first recognized adult ADHD, first recognized and pushed for things, as David said, like coaching. We were the first organization to speak on Capitol Hill about ADHD, so to do that kind of public policy and advocacy work. So there are a lot of things that I think people don't know about. People think of ADD and think of our great, wonderful, fun conferences and the talent show, but there's a lot of other real serious work that goes on in the background. We created the first support group guide, the first treatment and diagnosis guide for adults with ADHD. All that came from ADD. So.
Yeah, and Jeff, the first national ADHD awareness research study on adults with ADHD. ADD was responsible for that. We did the first research.
That's powerful. I want to run to a break real quick. When we come back, I want to talk about, because that's a great lineup of things, but we can say those things because they're outcomes, but I want to talk about the power of them, really how they manifest day to day. So, everybody, we're going to be right back after these messages, but before we go, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association website is add.org, and with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today. The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We are celebrating 25 years, past, present, and future of Attention Deficit Disorder Association, and we've got current president Evelyn Polk Green and past president David Work with us. Before the break, we talked about some of the things that ADD had brought about, and Evelyn, one of the things you mentioned was support groups. Now, that's fascinating to me because as an organization to actually kind of help support groups kind of get on their feet and pull that stuff together, I've got to believe that alone has touched and helped, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. You want to comment on that?
Sure, and I'd like to believe, I certainly hope that you're correct. The way that ADD even got started in the beginning, it was leaders of small independent support groups all over the country, primarily adults support group leaders who met in Orlando. So I think it's kind of interesting that our 25th anniversary is occurring in our birthplace.
Yeah.
But anyway, they met in Orlando back in 1989 to talk about having all these support groups come together under one umbrella. And actually under CHAD is initially what they were going to come under, but I think part of what, I wasn't there, so I can't, you know, say exactly, but my impression from talking to some of those people and reading our history is that they decided they didn't want to be a part of CHAD. They needed to be part of an organization. First of all, they wanted to keep their independence because they understood how important the independence and the kind of local control over those support groups were, particularly because they were adult support groups. And that was the second part, is the emphasis needed to be on adults. There was lots of stuff about children out there, and while it's still, because, you know, and I know because I was part of CHAD, soon after that, it was still a difficult road for parents of children with ADHD. For adults, it was almost unbelievable because, you know, it's only recently that people even acknowledge that adult ADHD exists. So it was decided that they wanted to remain independent, but they wanted to have to come together collectively, to have a collective voice, which is so important in advocacy and public policy work, because people need to know that you represent, you know, it's I can say something, but if you know that there are 10,000 people standing behind me, it makes a difference on whether or not you listen and whether or not things change. And so they wanted to come together. And so Adam became born as the National Connection and the voice for small independent adult support across the country.
And I love that because
and we kept that.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and we've kept, that's kind of always been our role. Whatever we can do to help support groups and support group leaders is what we try to continue to do.
And I think that is really good credibility because that's got to, speaking with a voice has got to give you the credibility. If you're going to walk in Capitol Hill and speak, and you're going to walk in and actually put together a Senate resolution that brings about ADHD Awareness Day, is you're actually getting the attention of the people that can help and do something about it, which is really kind of what we're here celebrating, is that entree in the speaking with a voice. So, you know, can you guys just speak a little bit to the experiences on Capitol Hill to advocate on behalf of those?
Well, you know, I'd like Evelyn to speak to that first. But, Jeff, I, before Evelyn does, I just want to plant a seed. ADA's been very involved, more than any other organization, in workplace issues around adult ADHD and the justice system. And they actually have got programs going that people are not aware of that are really going to transform lives. And the justice system and the workplace are arenas that have rarely been touched upon. So I'm going to let Evelyn speak about Capitol Hill, but I hope we can come back to those.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. I do want to, after the next break, I want to come back, because that's also been the past, but it's also, I think, a lot of the future. So thanks for bringing that to my attention, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, one of the first things that that ADA did in terms of, and especially in terms of Capitol Hill and those kind of things, in 1996, ADA Vice President Howard Morris was the very first person to address adult ADHD issues at a subcommittee hearing on Capitol Hill. There were lots of testimony that day, but almost all of it revolved around children. ADA was the voice for adults and brought young adult issues, adult and young adult issues to the forefront. And I think for many people, that was the first time that they ever even considered adult ADHD and the fact that it, goes beyond childhood. So that's, I think, what, you know, was instrumental. The fact that we put together the comprehensive guide to ADD in adults with many of the people who are even speaking at our conference this year, but who were an integral part of ADA in the beginning. The introduction of the guidelines for ADHD diagnosis and treatment for adults. You know, folks didn't have a clue about adult ADD, where to even start, because all of our current guidelines up until very recently only addressed children and symptoms that had to occur by the time a child was seven. So that, you know, was huge.
Huge
for us.
Huge.
Go ahead.
It's that awareness, the advocating, and bring it to the forefront so people begin to talk about it, so it actually begins to move forward, can do so much for those that were just isolated before. And again, to get that audience, you've got to have some mass behind you. And to me, that's what ADA represents, is bringing the community together collectively to speak to move these things forward.
Yeah, but and Jeff, and what Evelyn and I found is a lot of these senators and congressmen got behind us because they were finding it in their own families as well.
Yep.
So they were getting behind us. They had a personal experience.
And you know, David certainly mentioned it. I talked a little bit about Awareness Day, but I think The two kind of areas right now where we're putting a lot of time and energy and money, and, you know, I will put it out there, we need more money and more of people's time and energy to help us do this, is our work around corrections issues, which are huge for adults with ADHD. This, you know, all I need to say is impulsive behavior and think about who's in jail right now and what got them there. And so we're working very hard to help, first of all, make sure that people who are with ADHD who are already in jails and prisons don't go back, do not become repeat offenders, and get the assistance and the coaching and the, you know, all the things they need to become productive members of society. And then also addressing pre kind of sentencing and pre-jail issues with what kind of things, what kind of programs, what kind of courts can we put in place, how can we make judges understand and prosecutors and all those folks who are involved in the system understand that you need to do some screenings around ADHD and other mental health issues before you send folks to jail. You need to figure out what's behind it. The numbers are staggering. You know, at least 65% probably of the populations. We have studies that show numbers that high of adults with ADHD who are in our systems right now. And as, you know, many people know, it's one of my things is the U.S. has the highest prison population of any developed country. It's craziness. And how many people are there because of ADHD and other mental health orders. So that's – and we definitely need the numbers. We need people to join ADA. We need people to sign up for our newsletters. We need people to come to the conference and put their voices, because right now we're the only voice speaking about ADHD and corrections issues. I think it scares other people because it's a scary and a touchy subject. But the reality is that's who our constituents are, and we need to do what we can for them. And then, you know, similarly in the workplace, how many, you know, how much money, and I know, Jeff, you know the answer to this, how many billions of dollars do we lose each year because of, you know, in productivity? Because ADHD adults are not properly diagnosed, treated, given the accommodations they need to be successful. So what a waste of brain power and creativity and humanity is out there that we could bring back if we just made people understand. So that's the other thing that ADA is really, really working. In fact, we're going to present at this conference, we're going to present our a system, a training that our workplace committee has put together for HR. And we actually have a whole day for HR, for human resources personnel, a pre-conference all day long on Thursday the 24th that's all about how to make the workplace more productive and how to get more for your company out of the folks you have working with you with ADHD. So we're excited about
that. This is a great transition because I need to run to a break, and when we come back, I want to pick up on that conversation, talk about, you know, some things that we've been doing to kind of help on some of that stuff, and I want to talk about that a little bit because that really is the future to me, and I think it's very, very exciting, and I think that, you know, Evelyn, you nailed it. We need more people to kind of get involved and come together and speak the voice. Certainly being a member helps because the money comes in and helps to do so much more. So let's get back to that in a little bit more details, but we're going to go to a break, but as a reminder, for our listeners out there, to learn more about Attention Deficit Disorder Association and join, become a member, go to add.org. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great conversation with Evelyn Pilgreen and David Gwork. Before the break, David brought up, and Evelyn kind of expanded on two key issues I think really are the future. And I want to talk about the justice system first real quickly. I can't tell you how much I learned about this particular space in a series of interviews that we did with Rob Todisco in February, I believe in 2013.
Yes.
And, you know, David, one of the things that just blew me away was I never really thought about it. But, you know, when somebody is incarcerated into a prison, number one, all the medications are taken away, counseling is taken away, coaching is taken away, and they have no, when it comes to calendaring tasks and to-dos, all that stuff is eliminated. So the person's got no real way of practicing that. Then when they come out of that system, not only have they not had the structures of having to deal with that, they're put out to the street, which typically is a little bit of a different world, and they're expected to function many times in jobs that are just anything to give them a job, and sometimes not really very stimulating. And what was just blew me away from that learning was how you're taking this person who's brilliant and everything, and you're actually stripping them of all their structures to help them move forward, and then dumping them back out in the street. And it's a crime to me. And that's why I just applaud so much of what ADDA's doing in this situation to go in and kind of address that stuff, because it's not helping the situation. It's only making it worse.
Well, so, and Jeff, I have to say something about this. You know, Janet Kramer, who was on the board, and Robert Todisco, who I consider to be, if you read To Kill a Mockingbird, the Atticus Finch of justice and fairness in the criminal justice system with ADHD.
Yep.
And ADDA is supported, actually, education down in the state of Delaware, where they're going to educate judges, lawyers, public defenders, the whole criminal justice system about ADHD. Because years ago, Janet, who was heavily involved in this, I happened to talk to her. There was a judge by the name of Judge David Admeyer, who Ned Hollowell wrote in his book about Driven to Distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And David Admeyer had an actual system out, I believe, in the state of Washington or Oregon, one of those states. And he actually conducted a system where he brought a psychiatrist in, diagnosed the person with ADHD in the criminal justice system, diagnosed and treated him, and improved the recidivism rate, that is, the rate of people going back or coming back, staying out in the public community rather than going back into the jail cell, improved it by 40%, and no one was doing anything. So Janet contacted David Admeyer. Ada brought him in. They worked together. Robert worked with him. Janet worked with him. And now, because of the contributions that Ada has made, Robert is actually going out, and they are making recordings to educate the Delaware public system. Now, with that said, we're trying to get into the state of New York, and we're going to expand upon that, because the criminal justice system, we spend five times more on the criminal justice system than we do on education of our own kids.
That's
you
amazing.
Had five times, and if we don't diagnose these people right and treat them, they're just going to keep coming back. The prison system is a business, is running like an industry, and it can't be run like that. We have to diagnose and treat these people so they can go back into the community and get jobs in the workplace. So ADDA has done unbelievable pioneering work. Janet and Robert, and they're my heroes, the two of them, because they
are
putting themselves out there.
I want to kind of give a little bit of plug. Go ahead, Evelyn.
No, well, I just want to say, I want to go actually a step beyond what David said. We're not only talking to judges and those kind of folks. We're doing the direct work. We're working with prisoners first while they're in prison as they get close to their release dates. We're giving them coaches. We're talking to them about the issues. We're putting them together in meetup groups and support groups, understanding how much important it is to have that support from their peers. And we are changing the face of recidivism in Delaware because the work we're doing there, and as David said, we hope to change that. So it's not just working with the prosecutors and the judges and all of that is important, but it's also on the ground working with those folks before they get back on the street to make sure that they can stay there with their family.
Yeah, very well said, Evelyn. I'm going to throw one more piece in there, is because you see everybody, you can see this uprising. Everybody's kind of coming together. We're talking about these types of things. It's bringing awareness. And then you have people like Phil Anderton and Steve Brown over in Europe that are actually coming over and meeting with police departments and educating the police, the guys on the street about ADD and how to manage it in those situations and to get better outcomes on both sides of it. So that's such the beauty of why we're celebrating the accomplishments that are taking place today, is because these are the types of things that we need for not just the ADHD community, for society in general.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because the time thing's on, I need to shift because I really want to focus on something that's very near and dear to my heart, and this is workplace issues. And I know we did a show last, I think it was October, with Linda Walker, because I got my hands on some research that the it's estimated that ADHD costs the U.S. economy somewhere, I think it's between $145 and $233 billion. And by all estimates, that is grossly underestimated and doesn't take into consideration impact of substance abuse and ADHD. And to me, that's a huge number. And I know ADDA right now has got a real strong initiative that's putting some things together to go out and to start to educate employers to put a return on equity on this. So there's an incentive for the employers to actually make some investments to do these things to help those with ADHD to benefit their bottom line. So I'm getting excited about that. Ellen, can you talk about some of the things in more detail that ADDA's doing in this area?
Sure. Well, as I said, we are starting this. We're kind of kicking this whole thing off at the conference this summer with, one, we have a session that's kind of an overview of that workplace program that's going to be available for businesses to take advantage of to help with, like you said, their own bottom lines. We're also doing an all-day pre-conference session at the conference talking about workplace issues for – we've actually reached out to Society of Human Relations, and I don't know what their entire real name is, SHRM. I'm not sure what their acronym is, but whatever. It's a national group, and we're reaching out to their local chapters and nationally, and have gotten approval for credit for those professionals to come and learn about ADHD and how it manifests itself in the workplace, the kind of thing that you know companies can do to help improve their bottom line by improving the productivity of their employees who may have ADHD. And so we're very excited about that. Workplace issues have always been one of the places where ADDA has led the way. And so I'm so excited to have Linda leading that committee and that group. And, you know, I'm going to make the plug again because we always need more people, more body, more energy, both to join us in general, but also to join those committees, like our corrections committee and our workplace committee, because that's where the work gets done. Those are the folks who are going to develop or who have developed this awesome program. So right now we're just working on packaging. We're trying to find sponsors because we want to get the word out because it's only going to improve not only the lives of adults with ADHD, but it's going to improve our economy and it's going to improve, you know, the bottom line for those companies.
Jeff,
hi, David.
When everyone talks about the work that Linda Walker talks about, I just want to, you know, make sure we acknowledge a couple of people here that really, you know, everything at ADDA has been a stage of development. Wilma Fellman was instrumental in starting that workplace committee, and Evelyn, if I'm not mistaken, she did a beautiful brochure on accommodations and really set the stage for that. And from that work, you know, Linda built on it. And so it's been stages of development where everybody works together to expand on that workplace issue. And the research shows that, on average, a person with ADHD misses about 3 weeks of work a year because of undiagnosed untreated.
Is that all?
Yeah, I thought it was higher, but it's 3 weeks. But that's a lot. Think about it. I'd like a 3-week vacation, too.
Yep. Well, you're very well put. That's kind of funny because I was actually talking to Wilma Fellman this morning on some other things that were related. She's near to us. She's actually totally awesome, and I, again, just for the acknowledgement. Evelyn, you had something you want to insert?
No, I was just actually thanking David because, yes, actually Wilma did kind of pioneer and start that work for us, and Linda's been able to take it to the next level. But I do have to say, as we talk about the things that we're going to be celebrating this summer at our conference, Wilma's is one of the people that's going to be there, and that's part of what we'll be celebrating because that brochure that she and her committee put together was the first comprehensive brochure about adult ADHD in the workplace and how adults with ADHD could help themselves when it came to workplace issues where they struggle.
This is where I get really excited about the future of ADDA because now you can sit and say you've got this movement that's coming around. These people are putting these things together. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years when the employers are walking away providing services to help the lives of those with ADHD because it helps their bottom line, helps the community, and everybody's working together to kind of help those with ADHD that get astray, to provide those resources so they don't have to end up into the prison systems and stuff like that. I imagine the future, something like that. It just gets really, really exciting about the number of lives that we can touch and change just by coming together and supporting an organization like ADA that's speaking on behalf of the whole community. And
yeah, you know, Jeff, it's so important what you're saying, but you see, you have to keep up with the times, and ADA has done that, because when we first started years ago, the definition of ADHD has changed dramatically into now the integration of executive function. And, you know, Russell Barkley and Tom Brown, two of the greatest pioneers in that area, we have to take executive function into order. So who's going to be speaking at the conference? Tom Brown.
Yep.
You know, he and Russell, they're the two pioneers in this area. But you can't talk about ADHD without integrating executive function. And 15, 20 years ago, executive function wasn't even an issue that was discussed. But now it's pervasive and it's prevalent.
Yep.
And so what does ADA do? They bring in the right people because they're up with the latest research, the latest data.
Absolutely. And the conference coming around the corner is a great opportunity to see the pioneers bringing that to fruition, actually talk with them. They're all personable. All of them will go up, talk to you. You can go up and talk to them afterwards. So if you haven't considered going to the conference, you should. And if you're listening to this after the conference, go to check out the website because it will come around next year. Evelyn, I kind of need to wrap this up a little bit. Any final comments before we bring this to a close?
I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about ADA's future. I'm so looking forward to celebrating this 25 years. I can't believe, not that I've been there that long, but although some days it feels like I have been there from the first moment. But, I'm very excited to see old friends, to bring, you know, some of our founders and leaders back together again in Orlando this summer and just really celebrate. And that's what, you know, ADA is. Yeah, we worry about our, you know, workplace issues and our prison populations and those things. But when we come together for our conference, it's a big party.
It is, as
you said, coming together with your tribe. It's knowing that it's okay if you lose your room key to the hotel, because we've already told the hotel staff it's going to happen and they're prepared and nobody's going to mock you for it. And, you know, there are 15 conversations going on at the same time and everybody understands every one of them. And just being with each other and enjoying the joy of the fun, creative, funny people that we are. And so I'm so looking forward to it, seeing you and David again and all our friends. And I just encourage you, if you can be there, if you miss it, you're missing the party of the century is all I can say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're missing it, either way, whether you go or you don't go, I encourage you to go. Sign up, be a member of ADA, support the cause, get some great information. There's a host of stuff. They've got webinars that go on a regular basis. They've got newsletters. They've got their conference, and all that stuff is a great place. So with that, David and Evelyn, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us on, Jeff.
Thank you.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed today. Again, I really want to emphasize, support these organizations, and to learn more about ADA, sign up for the conference, or I'm sure if you go and hit contact, you can volunteer. Go to ADB.org, and with that, we'll catch you next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.